Tuesday, March something, 19th. Today, the NBA announced that on NBA TV, there is going to be live betting lines on the screen. And you can click in real-time odds, like live betting, and go to DraftKings or FanDuel to place bets on all the games. And I assume this is something that is going to be a fixture in all sports in the not-too-distant future. And I'm not the first to bring this up, but obviously there needs to be some concern about the speed at which legalizing and promoting gambling is coming to the mainstream. You know, I've always thought people can bet. I have always been betting since it's one of the oldest traditions in history. And I thought it should be legalized. However, the marketing dollars that exist in this world, I think, present a scary proposition for the future where, you know, 20 years from now, we're talking about it like, you know, the way that cigarettes were during my childhood, right? Like Marlboro Man and billboards and TV ads, and the idea of cool smoking was everywhere. And then everyone realized how fucking terrible it is for you. And those things kind of got pushed to the background. And I'm wondering if we're on the same trajectory here in the early days with gaming. It's certainly not going away. People love the thrill of the bet. But putting it in faces of all sports fans, and especially young sports fans, feels a little dicey to me. And, you know, and another thing, as the problem of income inequality grows, and that is certainly not slowing down, you know, it's modern day caste system, essentially. The have-nots, for lack of a better term at the moment, are more willing and more interested in hitting that home run, right? That get-rich-quick possibility. Crypto provides that, and that's why digital currencies are going to be a thing, because people love the idea of putting in $1 and getting back 10 or 20 or 50 or 100. And it's the same thing with gambling. And now they have this avenue to do it at ease, at the click of a button, at the opening of their phone, where they can do a 16 parlay and put $10. If you're a 12-year-old, like, you're getting an allowance, here's 10 bucks for a 16 parlay, and I can win $260. I'm making up those odds, but actually 6-1 is probably better than that. That's not the point. I think we have a problem on our hands, because I think more and more people are going to need to gamble as the dollar continues to plummet and the U.S. economy is disastrous. And like I said, income inequality keeps spreading. It's it could be the only way, right? The hope, the dollar in a dream, the lottery ticket. And to have this on the screen right next to, you know, LeBron dunking is exciting on one hand, but also a little bit scary.